if someone asks you, have you any more work to do in the yard today, you might say no.
I don't.
Okay, well, you might say no, I what it all this morning.
I did it all this morning.
Okay. And if they said, are you sure, you might say, yes, I have.
I have done it.
Okay. And if someone asks you about something, you said, are you absolutely sure, and you aren't, you might say, no, I'm not what?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. And if someone asks you, did you talk to him recently, you would say, yes, I, what, talking to him yesterday?
Yes, I was talking to him yesterday.
Okay. And if I said, did I talk to him, and I did, you might say, sure, you, what, talking to him?
Well, you were talking to him yesterday.
Okay. And if somebody asks you, have you thought about that today, you might say, sure, I, what, thinking about it since I got out of bed.
I've been thinking about it.
Okay. And you live in a, people live in a
house.
Okay. And several of them are several.
The houses.
Okay. And people keep their livestock and their hay and so forth in a
barn.
Okay. And do you know what they call a building for storing corn?
It's a corn crib.
Okay. And the upper part of the barn?
Is the loft.
Okay.
Could be the hayloft, but it's usually just the loft.
And what are barns made like around here?
Well, they are usually rectangular with either tin or shingle roof. Some of them have tar paper roofs, the cheap ones.
Yeah. And they just are in a...
Just one ridge pole to the roof.
Oh, yeah. Well, a large collection of hay piled up outside.
There's a haystack.
See,
not very often.
What about a smaller pile at haying times, before it's put onto the stack? You know what you'd call that?
Other than a pile of hay?
Okay, that's fine.
Now, there should be a word, though.
Well, really, a lot of people around here don't seem to remember one.
But there is one.
Because they didn't do that. Some of them, in fact, Ms. told me they never stacked hay. Partly because,
well, now my people stacked it. They cut it with a reaper and binder.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was bound into sheaves.
Uh-huh.
Not into the square bundles that they have now, but it was bound into sheaves. And they were really not stacked in the field. They were dried. I mean, after they were dried enough, they were taken into the barn. Sometimes they just cut it with the...
That's what she said.
They just cut it with... Oh, what's the name of the machine? Other than a hay cutter.
They did have a machine.
Uh-huh. It's a McCormick reaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would just be raked up into... Just turned and raked, and then they'd go through the field and get it up onto the wagon and bring it in. As one, well, as in pictures by John Constable.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What would you call a smaller or a larger bundle or sheaf? Would you have different names for different sizes?
Well, there is such a thing as a hand of grain, but it was called a bundle or a sheaf. I guess usually it was called a bundle, but we knew sheaf, probably from its scriptural use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We bundle oats and things like that more than we did hay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.